Happy Thursday, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast Viva La Life, hosted by Aish Chanae, the host with the most commentary on social events, followed by advice on how to live your most authentic life. I like that opening you guys put on there. That's pretty cool. Where'd you guys get? Okay. After the show, hit me up because I need to know. So, everyone, thank you. It's Thursday. How are we feeling? We made it through hump day. Now it's on to Thursday. Oof. I'm pretty pumped. The weekend is going to be great. What, we have Cinco de Mayo this weekend. You know, a lot of things, and especially holidays, are so much more fun now that I have a child. We're gonna go to the little parade and check it out the first time. So, Thursday. How have we been communicating this week with anyone, even to ourselves? Have we communicated with ourselves this week? It's an interesting question when you ask someone how well are you communicating, because the typical answer you're gonna get is, oh well, yeah, I'm communicating pretty well, blah 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 blah. But it's interesting if you just step back and kind of look around and wherever you are in society, at work, school, grocery store, wherever, you notice that people do not communicate. A lot of people claim to be great communicators. Not a lot of communication going on. And it's so funny because a lot of situations can and could be avoided if there was just some communication. It reminds me of my days of working as a manager at Macy's and how I would often get called to resolve a situation between a customer and an employee. And a lot of times, they were on the same page. It was just the communication between the two was so terrible, they thought they were enemies. And that's interesting. That's really interesting. We're the same humans. We speak the same language. We're the same species. Similar circumstances, we understand the human experience from human to human, yet we cannot communicate with each other. So, what are some good steps for communication? I know for me, it helps a lot if I do less speaking. When I speak less, I'm able to communicate better because I'm listening, I'm asking questions to get a full round story. Oftentimes, when you're talking or someone else is talking, we're either spaced out in thought or thinking about what we're going to say next to a point that may have already passed. Had we continued to listen to the conversation, we would have known, but it already passed and we're still ready for that little space so we can say what we need to say. That's not good communication, and it leads to a lot of unnecessary yesh. I call it yesh. What would you guys call it? I call it yesh because what is it? It's just a bundle of just yesh. But yeah, so I often found, like I said, just not talking so much. And a lot of times people will talk to you about things you're not interested in, but you don't know exactly what they're talking about. So I like to also not only listen, but ask questions. Like, if you don't understand a topic or a word that they said, ask, like, what is that? How is that? Like, what? And then after that, after you ask questions, then I go into correlating it with something I know. So, you guys know I'm in the entertainment business, so, and my fiance, he's into automotives. So, a lot of times, he'll tell me stories, things, his point of view from an, like, he'll use automotive examples or just tell me an automotive story. I know nothing or knew nothing about cars. However, I tried to apply positive communication techniques in listening and then asking questions. And it leads to some really good conversations. And then I relate it back to some things I know about film. Like, oh, so when you're painting, it's similar to when I'm editing and you use color filters. And he's like, yes. And we go back and forth. And a lot of times it is a great way to get closer to people. No, I'm not going to say a lot of times. All the time, it's a great way to get closer to people. And that element in human nature or human between ourselves, that element is missing, and let's try to bring it back. Let's try to communicate at work. If it's something you really communicate, your most authentic self also. So, you know, if it's something you're not feeling, explain, like, communicate it. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to be rude. You could just communicate it. You know, you'll notice your day is going a lot better if you just communicate how you feel to people and respond when other people are communicating to you. Let's build a smaller community. Let's get closer as humans. That was Thursday Viva La Life podcast hosted by Ash Tonet. Thank you all for your continued support and tuning in every day now. Isn't that amazing? This is every day now. And also Viva La Life podcast hashtag on Twitter. Those chats are lit in the mornings and I really enjoy it. It makes it so cool to come in. So thanks for tuning in and I will hear you, see you, speak to you next week. No, tomorrow. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.